Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is David Thoreau, and I'm the president of the Independent Institute. I'm delighted to welcome you to our program this evening. The program, as you may recall, is entitled New Directions for Peace and Security, and we're quite pleased to have four leading experts with us this evening to discuss the issues involved. Our program is based around a new book that's published by the Independent Institute called Opposing the Crusader State, a rather meek title, small ambition. The subtitle of the book is Alternatives to Global Interventionism, and it's edited by two scholars, one of whom is Robert Higgs, and the other one is Carl Close, who is with us this evening. For those of you who are new to the Institute, hopefully you got a packet of information about our work. The Independent Institute is a nonpartisan, scholarly public policy research organization. We sponsor many studies of social and economic issues. We publish many books like the one we're featuring tonight. We also publish a journal called The Independent Review. This is the current issue of the journal, which has a cover story on the Katrina debacle, which is sort of being duplicated now in Southern California. Not quite to the extent, but some of the same horrific outcomes. We also produce a weekly email newsletter called The Lighthouse, which everyone is welcome to receive. It's free, and you're all welcome to go to our website, which just by coincidence is written across the podium here, independent.org, and I think you'll find a lot of good and hopefully useful information. Also in your packets, there is a program for tonight's program. And at the bottom of the first page, it lists our next event, which is scheduled for Thursday, December 6th. And that will be an event entitled, Why Are Politicians Always Trying to Scare Us? And that will feature Robert Higgs, who is the author of this new book from us called Neither Liberty Nor Safety. And those of you who are familiar with Bob's work, starting especially with his book Crisis and Leviathan and his more recent book Depression, War, and Cold War, as well as other books like Against Leviathan, I think you'll find that this is an event that will be well worth your time. And events with Bob are always very exciting and popular, so we hope you can join with us. I think we can all agree that right after 9/11, our world changed, and not for the better. Not only were thousands of lives lost that day, but what has ensued since then has been steadily getting worse, costing American taxpayers more than $1.2 trillion, according to Yale economist William Nordhaus, or 10 times the pre-war estimate. The ongoing occupation of Iraq has provoked repeated attacks on U.S. forces, journalists, international organizations, and Iraqis are engulfed in a disastrous civil war producing horrendous casualties. Iraq has further become a major recruitment magnet for terrorist jihadists seeking to battle the U.S. invasion and interventionism more broadly. Global leaders in Europe, Asia, Africa, and around the world view U.S. military intervention with significant alarm, and international sentiment in many parts of the world indicates that the U.S. is more hated than ever. When I was preparing this introductory remarks, I went through and I was just sort of getting some information about the human casualties, and it's too much to go through because we want to hear our speakers, but I just want to throw out a few numbers just to give you an idea of the perspective. The respected Iraq Body Count Project claims that the totals for Iraqi civilian casualties ranged between 76 and 83,000 people. And these are death rates that have been increased each year since the U.S. invasion. Of these deaths, 37% were by U.S. forces, 9% from insurgents, 36% from post-invasion criminal violence, and 11% unknown. Men account for 80% of the deaths, and 50% of the deaths occurred in the city of Baghdad. Only 30% died during the invasion, with a remainder since. 53% of the deaths were caused by explosive devices, with the U.S. airstrikes accounting for 64% of these explosive deaths. These are civilian casualties of Iraqis. Child deaths were almost completely caused by explosions from either airstrikes or cluster bomblets dropped by U.S. aircraft in civilian neighborhoods. An additional 42,500 have been injured, with 41% of these during the invasion, again primarily caused by U.S. airstrikes. But these counts have also been attacked as undercounted. An October 2005 study by the respected journal Lancet notes that the Iraqi Body Count Project estimates do not include deaths and illness, deaths from disease and other illnesses resulting from the invasion. The Lancet count, as of October 2005, estimated a total number of civilian Iraqi deaths at 654,965. A few other numbers. All this, of course, doesn't include about 7,500 Iraqi police and military deaths, 3,855 U.S. killed, 3,100 of whom are in combat, 3,716 since mission accomplished was declared, 3,394 since Saddam was captured, 2,418 since the election. It doesn't include 3,337 coalition force deaths. The best estimate for private contractors is 933, but nobody knows. But get this, the total number of refugees to neighboring countries is 1.8 million. And this is as of November 2, 2006. With an additional 1.6 million displaced internally within Iraq. So, and I can go on with this, but the point is, it's been an unbelievable experience. But for more than a century, U.S. foreign policy, whether conducted by Democrats or Republicans, has been based on the assumption that American interests are served best by intervening abroad to secure markets, to fight potential enemies far from American shores, or engage in, quote, democratic nation building, unquote. But what is the record of these policies, including now in Iraq? What lessons can Marin's earlier foreign policy tradition of non-interventionism, which largely prevailed before the 20th century, offer for today? Would a peace strategy based on free trade and diplomacy and free exchange of people perhaps have a better outcome? So I'm delighted to have four really distinguished people with us tonight who are going to be speaking on different aspects of this. So let us begin.